This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Christina Buris, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, last name B-U-R-R-I-S. Date of birth 01/10/1983. Date of appointment March 20, 2025. Requesting physician Brian Coutts, BryanKurtz. Dear Brian Coutts, I have the pleasure of seeing Christina Buris today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 42-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of infection, hyperkalemia, opioid dependence, benzodiazepine dependence, vertebral abscess, acute kidney injury, thrombocytosis, coagulopathy, septic shock, metabolic encephalopathy, hypoxic respiratory failure, acute on chronic emphysema, presented to the emergency room with sudden onset of bilateral lower extremities weakness and confusion. Patient is a IV drug abuser. She took new batch of Xylocaine from a new supplier one day before, and then next day she developed lower extremities weakness. She reports a history of cellulitis with superficial abscess. She was having skin sloughing on the upper extremities. The numbness began in the lower extremity below the T12 area. In the emergency room, it was found she has a T8 burst fracture. With surrounding hematoma and concern for potential epidural abscess. She was started on antibiotic she developed the urinary retention, so catheter was placed which she still has. She was intubated in the emergency room and then she was transferred to the ICU of the Albany Medical Center. She was seen by neurosurgery, some procedure also done. She had MRI of the whole spine. Patient also developed right shoulder pain and was found to have infection, septic arthritis, so incision and drainage done. She also developed bacteremia. and sepsis. Presently, patient is in the subacute rehab. She is paralyzed from waist down since April 2024. She was in the Albany Medical Center for 9 months since December 2024. She is in subacute rehab. Her legs are stiff. Even the slight touch gives the spasm. She is always in pain. Her upper extremities are okay. She has a good bowel control and she has a follies. No medication is helping with the pain. Past medical history, intraspinal abscess and granuloma, obstructive and refluxive uropathy, nicotine dependence, substance abuse in remission, anxiety, essential hypertension, long-term use of the insulin, opioid dependence, history of acute kidney failure, sedative, hypnotic, and anxiolytic dependence, diabetes mellitus, history of MSRA, past surgical history, some spine surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, nicotine, baclofen 20 milligram, one tablet, 4 times daily, calcium, metoprolol, ascorbic acid, furosemide, maltazepine 30 milligram daily, insulin, glargine, insulin, lispro, gabapentin, 300 milligram, 3 tablets, 3 times daily, acetaminophen, social history, ex-smoker, does not smoke anymore, does not drink, used drugs, not anymore, have 2 children, family history, mother, father alive, both have diabetes and high blood pressure, 2 sisters alive and healthy, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a bilateral lower extremities weakness, she is wheelchair bound, she has a chronic pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, next upper there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremity is present. She has a Foley's catheter present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, neophasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545. Deep strength, upper extremity is 545, lower extremity 0 over 5. Plantar responses, flexor, sensory system examination revealed absent. Pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet, deep tender reflex is 0 over 4 in the lower extremities. Spasticity of the both lower extremities present. Assessment and plan. 42-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, paraplegia, probably level at T8. Number two, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number three, wheelchair bound. Number four, history of drug abuse. Number five, anxiety. Number next paragraph, her spasticity and weakness is due to the injury to the spinal cord. Continue the physical therapy for pain. I will discontinue the gabapentin and start Lyrica 100 milligram 2 times daily. Continue the baclofen 20 milligram 1 tablet 4 times daily. He is also taking mirtazapine 30 milligram daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.